This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's get back into the Chiefs. We know yesterday the breaking news throughout much of our show yesterday was Rashee Rice, the legal case being settled, moving forward. Now it's all about what's the suspension going to look like? When does it get laid down by the NFL? Is it 2 games, 4 games, 6 games? Nobody really knows. Everybody's guessing. But that was the conversation yesterday. We talked also about, hey, do they have enough internal options to cover that? Do they need to go outside the organization? You and I both think they do not need to go outside the organization. But part of that also is the belief that perhaps somebody like Xavier Worthy is also ready to take another leap forward after having a very strong rookie season, being a guy that they had to rely on far more than they ever thought they were. We also saw, garbage time or not, in the Super Bowl, he obviously was very impressive with some of the numbers he put up. What are the odds that they get Xavier Worthy towards the back half of last season right away? Like right away. We can get to the over-unders for what the books are saying they think he's going to have.
Surprisingly high, I thought.
And it's gone up since yesterday, of course, because of the news. But the final 8 games last year, Xavier Worthy had 50 catches, 65 targets, 572, and 5 touchdowns.
So 6 catches per game, an 1,100-yard season, 1,200-yard season in a full 17-game schedule, and 10 to 12 touchdowns? So he was one of the top 25 wide receivers in football, roughly, for the final 8 games? Look, one of those is boosted. Because, again, it's not final regular season games.
Yeah.
One of those is boosted by garbage time Super Bowl. So I'm going to take that with a little bit of grain of salt and understand that that's a portion of it. But the other ones were playoff games that mattered that they won. So that also factors into the rest of this. I think maybe we were overthinking it when we first got the Rashee Rice news and we're like, well, maybe Juju picks up a little bit. Maybe this, it should just be Worthy. If he could handle number one wide receiver duties last year, and he obviously could, by the way, a 50 catch to 65 target rate is an incredible ratio for a wide receiver. Typically those guys, those target monster guys might get a 60% catch to target ratio, 70% catch to target ratio based on where they were. If he can perform at that level, why don't I think it could be that? Like, why not just throw him more and more until Rashee Rice comes back, knowing that it'd be like, I always feel like Devontae Smith, there's no reason why he can't be the one for a few weeks.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the Rice absence that would change, like, however you thought about Worthy heading into the season, I don't know if it changes either way. Like, they're different receivers. Like, Worthy's not running the Rashee Rice routes now. They're not, I mean, the Jalen Royals and Juju Smith-Schuster are the only other receivers that can kind of replicate at all what Rashee Rice is as a receiver. Now, if you're just saying they're going to take more deep shots down the field and all that, if you just think that's what the whole season, then yeah, we should feel the numbers are going to be there, whether Rice is on the field or not. To me, it's, we saw multiple opportunities the first month and a half of the season last year down the field. Worthy was open. Mahomes missed him, / Worthy didn't know where the heck he was on the field, and he was stepping out of bounds. If that kind of stuff gets corrected, and it definitely looked like in the Super Bowl, obviously it was, then the numbers that are out there at the books for Worthy could be achievable. Before the Rice news, the over-under was 825.5 yards for the season for Worthy. Now that we know Rice is getting suspended, we don't know how many games. Now it's up at FanDuel right now, 900.5
that
yards. It's a lot. That's a it's a big number. That'd
where's,
be a hell of a
where's Hollywood Brown at if that's where his numbers are? And we can look
question.
It up in a minute, but
yeah.
Like
probably 575.
900.5 will tell you that at least the Vegas sports books think there ain't nobody taking these snaps from Rashee Rice except Xavier Worthy, and they're just going to lean on. The same question applies, though. When you watch it, this is an eye test question, so it's a little bit tougher to answer. When you watched Xavier Worthy last year, towards the late half of the season, did he come off as a guy who was just going to get catches no matter what? Tyreek Hill, whatever. Because again, when he came into the league, they talked to him as like straight line speed, fast guy, deep ball, not run every route, not have every route in the route tree guy, because he was catching like a guy who could do it all, right? That second eight games or those final eight games of the season, he was doing that like, I'm a do everything guy. So like the question is, do we think that that's actually who he's going to turn into, or is he more like some of the receivers we talk about where you target him five times a game, when they catch three, it's good for 80 yards, and that's how he's getting his numbers?
Yeah, I mean, just if Hollywood Brown is healthy and it's Hollywood Brown and Worthy on the field at the same time and it's four games without Rice, I just I'm talking about targets going to be crazy for Worthy. I think we're forgetting that even if you don't think Hollywood Brown's going to have more than 600 yards on the season, but if now you have a receiver and Brown that's available for more than he was last year, let's hope. If he's a 575 or 600, Worthy, the targets, I'm just trying to figure out how we think the targets are getting divvied up. I'm just saying, I think Hollywood Brown would eat into some of what you're saying Worthy could do. Now, unless you think Xavier Worthy is going to be just a downfield threat machine all year, he's going to end up with like 9 touchdowns this year because they're going to connect on 3 or 4 50-plus yard touchdowns, and we're going to see the big play offense come back. If you think that's happening this year, one, that'd be amazing. If you do, well, then the 900 yards is not crazy at all.
What's crazy is the 8.5 targets a game, which he was getting the final eight games, that would have led the NFL.
Yeah, that's not sustainable, in my opinion.
Or no, it wouldn't have led the NFL. But it would have been top 15 in the NFL.
That's not sustainable if Rice is out for four games. Like, if Hollywood Brown is on the field at the same time as Worthy, I don't think you're averaging 8 targets a game.
But how do they sustain it during that time? And you know what I'm saying?
Because there was
I don't disagree with you, but like,
there was no Brown or Rice.
But they won a lot during the time. Why couldn't they just do it that way?
In the playoffs, Hollywood was there.
Yeah, but he didn't. It was a lost season as far as I'm concerned for Hollywood Brown.
Hollywood was there, but I don't think he was like the same Hollywood. Like, they have done it that way. You're saying that's not a good way to go about it, which I don't necessarily disagree. But when you start going through it, he had 98 targets last year. That's a pretty high number
from week 11 on last year, outside of the Denver game last one of the season, because he didn't play. The least amount of targets he had was 6.
Yeah, but Hollywood Brown also, so Rice
least
was already,
the amount of receptions he had was 4.
For sure, but the reason why I think it's a little bit different is Rashee Rice, we all know, was gone at that point. And Hollywood Brown hadn't even come back during some of these games we're talking about. What's it look like when Brown and Worthy, this is a good problem to have, by the way, when Brown and Worthy and Kelsey on the field at the same time, and then at some point, we know Rice is not getting suspended the whole year, so at some point when Rice is also on the field, what do you think the pass attempts are going to be for Mahomes in 2025? I mean, at some point, you can't have 8 targets for Worthy, 6 for Brown, 8 for Rice, 4 for Kelsey. Like, at some point, the math doesn't add up.
The other problem with
if we're talking 35 attempts a game, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets that number.
The other problem that comes with this is the idea that when it comes to, this goes back to the deep passing game. So last year, when they started throwing to him more, starting in that Cleveland game in week 14, where he had 9 targets for 3 of the final 4 weeks, and they didn't play him. Then he had 6, 7, and 8 in the playoff run. So, like, slowly increased, had a lot more targets, way more than he did in the early part of the season, for the most part. It was finishing with 6 for 46, 7 for 65, 8 for 79. So those target numbers are inflated by the lack of deep passing game this team had. I want him to have fewer targets and more downfield. I don't need to dink and dunk with Xavier Worthy the entire time. I would much prefer that is not how their offense looks. Now, I still don't know. They might do a conservative version of their offense in those first few weeks while they're without Rashee Rice, but I don't think it's crazy to just say let's lean on Rashee Rice or let's lean on Xavier Worthy more while Rashee Rice is out.
So if you were to say, would you say this is crazy? If Worthy had 8, Rice had 9, Kelce had 6, Hollywood had 5, Juju had 2, and the running backs had 5 in terms of target share.
I don't know. Is that 35?
That's 35.
Without looking at the numbers, yeah. I'm going to guess that that's dude. What? But do you remember like what was Rashee Rice getting in those first few? That's really the number. Well, before he got hurt, how many targets per game was he getting? Because it felt like 50. It probably wasn't, but it sure as hell felt like that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like for 4 games, he had like 80 targets a game. Here, I'll look it up right now. Because now, before we finish up the conversation, I am kind of curious. His first start were 9, 6, 14.
14 is insane.
But 9 at 103, 6 for 75. This is the difference between, like, anytime we talk, Worthy was getting the number of Rashee Rice targets there for a while. But the production was significantly worse.
Also, so the numbers, the question about, hey, what's the yardage look like also depends on the deep passes. During the first 13 weeks of the season, Worthy, his deep target rate was 24% with 11-point yard average depth of target. That was it. So then all of a sudden in the back half of the season, the Chiefs started using him in the slot more. All of a sudden, he's in the slot for 40% of the time over the last 7 games. I think that's notable, something to keep in mind with how we look at this, including the 4 playoff games. And at that point, though, yes, he caught at least 5 passes each game, but his average target depth dropped to 6.6 yards.
That's because the deep ball wasn't working. So they
just went conservative.
Exactly.
And inside.
Totally. And so that's where, like, if you're going to take the over 900 yards for Worthy, we can talk about the amount of targets and debate that back and forth. But it's do we believe those targets, whether it's 6 targets or 9 or whatever? Do we think that he's going to have success down the field? I mean, I guarantee you guys, next week we're going to see it in St. Joe. We're going to be up at camp. We're going to see plenty of opportunities down the field, and we're going to get all excited again. But this time, it's truly going to be, you got to show it to me first couple weeks of the season that it actually translates to the regular season. Because at training camp, yeah, Worthy and Brown, I bet you we see plenty of deep passes that are exciting, just like we did last year in camp.
So I find this interesting. So I looked up in terms of the overall, like if who else is around him. DJ Moore, I looked his name up.
Around him for yardage or for
yes,
what?
For okay. yards. His over-under is 975, DJ Moore. T. Higgins, his over-under is 975. So we're getting Xavier up into that conversation of course, I know T. has got Jamar Chase, so it'd be a little bit different if he was solo. But, you know, he's in the conversation of the DJ Moores, the T. Higgins. I don't know what Brian Thomas Jr. is. I'm sure he's probably about 11 or 1,200. But we're getting up into that realm of wide receiver, if you will.
I would be very skeptical to take the over 900.5, personally. I probably just wouldn't bet either way. I'd probably pass
really
on
also
it.
Also playing.
I think if he's healthy, that's probably right at the number. Like, I don't think 900? It's a bad number, but it's so high for an over. I mean, they said Travis Kelce, a guy who had like 47,000 consecutive 1,000-yard seasons in the 800s last year. I bet it at the 700 and 50 mark at one point. And you're telling me right now Worthy just deserves to be at 900 before the season starts? That's why it seems high. I'm not even saying gold like you, that's not where the number will come in at, but I'm not going to bet it because I'm like, I got to start there? No thanks.
Xavier would have to average 53 yards a game over every game of the season to get to 901.
It's all about whether or not you believe they're going to connect on 4 or 5 plus deep passes. I'm not talking like just over 25. I'm talking over like 40. Like, you get some yards after the catch. They turn out to be a couple of these 40-plus yard touchdown passes to Xavier Worthy. If you think that's coming back to this offense, then 900 is absolutely in play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.